your mum, Judy.
Cerebral satire contains strong language and thoughts that may offend. If you are easily offended, don't fucking bother listening to it.
That means Cerebral Satire Day. This is Friday, July 14th, 2015. This is your episode number 40. Ants Rants is what we're calling this episode. Ants Rants. All right, guys. Contact information is we have a new Facebook page. Just click right below in the link. DSJNP.com for the website. Email at DSJNP.com at gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at DSJNPCOM. And please rate us on iTunes and share us wherever you listen. So Ant, what's going on, man?
Don't know. You sounded like a proper like radio show. That was quite eloquent for you.
Thanks,
you
buddy.
Didn't fuck up any of the words.
It's because I'm not drinking.
Oh, he's not drinking. Mm. You're tired, mate.
Yeah, no, guess you what? Know, I gotta go to work. You know that.
Guess what?
What?
I'm drinking. So you can fuck yourself.
I hate you so much sometimes. You know that?
Good. I'm glad you do. Yeah. I'm glad you do.
Because you're a dick. You're a dick.
You hate me. Wayne hates me. Everyone hates me. I couldn't give a shit.
Wayne definitely hates you right now.
Yeah, everyone hates me. Don't fucking matter.
It's all right. So what's been going on this week, man? You evidently you got to get two jobs or some shit. I don't know what the fuck's going on in your life.
Oh, man.
You've been so irritated. You've been so irritable lately since we talked last.
Not irritable. You know, I'll suffer a little bit from depression. I feel a little bit of depression coming on at the minute.
Yeah.
And, you know, that makes me a little bit sad and things like that. It makes me ponder life. I get a bit of Ponderosa on the place. And yeah, it's just looking forward to the next month, really. Amy's obviously stopping work, which means I've got to go into full time. It's a sort of a 50-50 whether I've got a full time job to replace, like to go into with when Amy stops. So, you know, a lot of shit's going on, a lot of stuff behind the scenes, just trying to juggle things financially and stuff like that. So, yeah, you know, just normal life shit, really.
Yeah,
but that's why, you know, I said I'm here talking with my buddy. Let's get it on.
Yeah,
I'm drinking wine.
Oh, that's good.
So if I
back to wine
now the big D, the big depression, I feel it coming on. You know, you do get a sense of when it's gonna come on.
Yeah, you get a sense of like. Maybe it's not depression for you. Maybe it's just an anticipation of being a little
full
over...
of depression, mate.
Is it depression?
Suffer. Yeah, my granddad committed suicide over it. So
yeah,
runs in my family. My brother's got it quite bad as
I've
well.
I've never known you to be depressed. I've known you to be overwhelmed, but not depressed.
No,
as long as I've got
my family and friends around me, I sort of get through it.
You good?
I control it better than I used to. I don't cry. But if I'm drinking, I might have a little tear. So
yeah. I haven't been depressed probably in a while.
You should be depressed with that fucking haircut.
My hair is almost back to normal now. I haven't cut it or anything. It's just growing out. It's almost back to normal now. It feels like it's back to normal now, at least. It's getting close. It's getting there. But I haven't been depressed in a while now. I'm too fucking busy to be depressed, honestly, right now.
Too busy to be depressed.
I feel like it. I feel like I'm just too busy. I do.
Have you taken that stress level fit test yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
I've got 80% stress level.
That's not
Fuck
good,
me.
Mate. That's not good. It's not
My
good.
My mate,
man.
Who I thought was quite stressy, got like 40. I was like, "Fuck
it's
off!"
It's not good.
I must
man.
Be almost dying.
I was like, "Ooh, Ant's not doing really good."
No, 80%.
I know. That's not good. But yeah, but what are you going to put all your life into a fucking stress
this
test on
say,
Facebook?
Exactly. It's
really?
A load of shit. This is what I say to Amy, right? I say, like,
shit, man.
I vent and rant a lot.
That's what it is.
We know this.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. But I'm like a little, the fuse goes off. I'm like, I was trying to explain it. I'm like a train.
Mm-hmm.
And when the train gets like, you got to release the like,
too much pressure. Too much pressure.
Yeah, too much pressure. You got to release the pressure every now and again. Now I release pressure often.
Yeah,
but the pressure's released.
Yeah.
People,
no, they say that
people that bottle it up. They never release the pressure, and they end up fucking exploding.
Yeah, they say that. They say that's the key. You got to release it. You got to get it out of your system.
Get it out of your system. Run. If you think someone's a cunt, call them a cunt.
Calm down, mate. Calm down. Jeez. Rare rant today.
There's a lot to rant about tonight as well.
He's going to have one for you. Yeah, we're doing room 101, and Ant's got some ranting to do.
I've got some ranting. Yeah. Whether I'll be able to read it or not, because I actually wrote it down. I'll explain it later when we go into it. Right. But whether I'll be able to read it or not after a few wines is a whole other matter. So I'll do it down as a blog as well. Yeah. I'll release it as a blog.
So
where can you go to the blogs?
DSJNP.com.
There you fucking go.
There you go. So we're going to change the format a little bit coming up, guys. You guys won't even notice it, but we're going to, since we're always honest with you, we're going to change the format a little bit. But you guys, like I said, you guys won't even notice it. The show's going to be a little bit shorter. We're going to try to be around an hour. Don't tell them. Don't tell them.
Why are you telling them?
Because we tell them everything.
Fuck them.
Okay. But here's the thing, guys. All right. So here's my thing. And I haven't even run this past Ant yet. So here's my thing. I know we don't have that
exclusive.
Yeah, this is exclusive. I know we don't have that many listeners. All right, I get that. Okay, so this is my thing. If we were able to get more listeners and get some money into this place, we could maybe record more satires than less satires or less timely satires or whatever. So share the podcast, guys. Please share the podcast.
We need that fucking iTunes.
That's
thing.
All I'm asking you for is just share or rate us. That's it.
Rate us on iTunes.
Yeah. Just share and rate us, and we could get more of these out to you because maybe we can make a little bit of cash, and it doesn't cost you anything. All you have to do is tell a friend, tell your brother, tell your sister. I know we're not safe for work. I get that shit. You know, I get that.
Vance had to go on the game.
I have. I'm out. I'm on my strut, man. I gotta.
He only gets $2 an hour.
I know. It's bad.
So how many cocks you got to suck
like
for that?
It's like 30.
30 cocks for $2.
It's horrible.
Help the brother out.
My jaw is killing me. That's why I drink so much, because my jaw, man, just trying to numb the pain. Ugh, it's horrible. But anyway, so I got work coming up. Ant's got a baby coming. He's got work coming. And I've also got school, and I've got the rest of the podcast that I've got to produce and record on this. So we got a lot going on. Please share and rate us. If we can get some more listeners, we can get some advertisements or something, at least on the website, if not on the podcast themselves. And we can make some money. We can do this more often.
I'll
if not, then we'll just keep doing what we're doing, and it's fine. We don't mind not having any listeners. It's fine. We're still going to put this out, whether somebody listens or not. This shit's still going to be there.
I'll tell you what, Beyondy.
Yeah.
If we can find a few new fucking hosts to take my weight off my feet, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Wayne.
Well, so I got a new game today. I got a new video game today.
Oh, I thought he was going to play a game with me.
No.
Getting excited.
Well, speaking of games, my game show's been pretty popular. When the new Vamps game show's been pretty popular.
Yeah, and we know the star of that show is, isn't we?
Yeah, me.
Yeah, right.
What? It's not me.
I don't think it's you.
It's not me. So I got a new game. So all right, I'm going to list some of these games, and you tell me if you've ever played these before. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So it's 30 games on this one disc. It's called the Rare Replay. You ever heard of Rare?
Nope.
Okay.
What, Rare, the computer designer?
Yeah, Rare, the software company. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you got Attic. Never heard of that one.
Nope.
Banjo-Kazooie.
Rings a bell.
Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
Nope.
Banjo-Tooie.
No.
Battletoads.
No.
Battletoads Arcade.
No. Well, if I didn't know the fucking first one, I ain't going to hear the arcade version, am I?
Blast Corps.
No.
You didn't have a 64?
Yeah, I've owned every console.
You never played Blast Corps?
No.
Oh, I love that game. Cobra Triangle?
No.
Conker's Bad Fur Day?
No.
You've never heard and played Conker's Bad Fur Day?
No.
You're a squirrel.
I don't even know what you're saying. You sound like you're mumbling or something.
You're a squirrel.
So you ever heard of Conker's...
You never heard of Conker's Bad Fur Day?
You sound weird when you're saying it. Conker's Bad Fur Day?
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Bag for a day.
Bad.
That's heroin addict.
Seriously. Bad fur day.
Bad for a day. Is that what you said?
No. Bad. B-A-D.
Bad.
Fur. F-U-R. Day. D-A-Y.
That's not even.
He's a squirrel. He's a fucking squirrel. He's a squirrel.
Why didn't you say that? And then the fur bit would have fucking made sense.
I did say that.
It sounded like you're saying bad for a day.
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
No, I haven't fucking played it.
It's amazing. Jesus, it's one Christ, of my favorite games
one
ever.
Of my life. Everyone wants back.
Oh, it's one of my most favorite games ever, dude. You're a squirrel that curses, fucks, gets drunk, and pisses on things.
I am a squirrel that pisses on things and gets drunk.
You do kind of look like a squirrel. That's me. Digger T Rock.
I'm never going to hear of any of these.
Grab by the Ghoulies.
No.
Have you ever heard of that? Gun Frighter.
No.
Jet Force Gemini.
Rings a bell.
Jetpack.
No.
Jetpack Refueled.
Are you doing all 31 of these?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Camino. We're only up to J and I'm bored.
Killer Instinct you've heard of. The fighting game Killer Instinct.
No, don't ring a bell.
Sabretooth.
No.
Oh my God. Perfect Dark. Perfect Dark Zero.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard of fucking Perfect Dark.
All right. RC Pro-Am.
Perfect Dark was my sort of game.
007 sort of game, yeah. Viva Pinata, I know you heard of.
Yeah, I love Viva Pinata.
So that's just about all of them. I didn't read all of them, but that's just about all of them. So that's my new game I got to play. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm pretty excited about playing Conker's Bad Fur Day. That's one of my favorite games. You know what? Let's just get into
That's one of my favorite games, that Conker's Bad Fur Day.
It's one of my favorite games. I hate you so much.
Squirrel.
Hey. I hate you.
Thanks.
All right, so ole, and why are we oleing?
Well, because this is about a bull that gets its revenge as it leaps out of an arena.
Amazing.
And gore! The president of a French bullfighting association in a horrifying attack that left him screaming in agony.
Fuck
yes. I went Italian now.
I don't know why you went Italian.
Hey.
Where's your French?
But the president of a bullfighting club was gored by a bull after it jumped out of the ring and attacked him. Dominique Perron, president of his local Paul Ricard Bullfighting Association, suffered serious injuries after being charged at the Bayonne Festival in southwest France on Sunday night. Roger, I didn't even know they'd done bullfighting in France.
I was just about to ask you that. I didn't know they did bullfighting in France.
Never heard of fucking bullfighting in France, but there you go. Roger Martin, I'd imagine it was, not Martin.
Martin.
A photographer sitting alongside him was first of all gored in the testicles.
Fuck yes!
And then suffered horrific wounds all the way up to his stomach. Mr. Perron was hit second, said one of the visitors to the festival. He was hit hard in the right leg, which was badly fractured. His ankle was dislocated, and there may have been other injuries as well. Mr. Perron was clearly in massive pain.
Clearly.
And screaming and shouting as the attack happened, he was naturally very frightened.
Good.
The source added, neither of the men had time to hide behind the wooden barriers set up to protect people. Mr. Martin is in a bad way, though his injuries are not life-threatening. Both victims were rescued and then rushed to the hospital where they underwent treatment, and the bull was soon killed afterwards. Now, that's what fucks me off. That's the bit that fucks me off. Because that bull didn't choose to be in that ring. That bull is scared, and he's doing anything he can to escape a horrific situation.
That's exactly what
it is. In any situation like this, I fucking always root for the animal. You got to.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, get in there. But they always fucking destroy it. Really annoys me. Anyway, I'll carry on with it before I get really angry. In a recent speech, Mr. Martin, Paul Ricard, he spoke of the spirit of conviviality, which brings followers of the controversial pastime together. The ancient city of Bayonne, it's got to be near France, it's got to be near the Spanish border, has been at the centre of a bullfighting of France ever since it was imported over the border from Spain. Bayonne's first bull run took place in Central Square in 1701 and was held in honour of King Philip V of Spain.
So they do bull runs there too?
Yeah, obviously. Like, this must be never on the Spanish border. It has to be.
I've never heard of American writer
Ernest Hemingway was among those who romanticized the sport in France. I actually remember that. Not Ernest Hemingway saying it, but someone telling me about Ernest Hemingway loving, falling in love with bullfighting. But bullfighting is known as corrida in France, and it is illegal in most of the country, which is a good thing, with participation without permission facing 2-year prison sentences.
Yeah, I was wondering. But I know France is one of the most socialized countries in the world, right?
What do you mean?
Liberal countries in the world? Definitely liberal, right? I mean, they let kids smoke in that country.
Do they?
Yeah, right? That's the big old joke about France, is that they're so liberal they let kids smoke in that country.
They're quite a right-wing country now.
Yeah, now they are. Definitely, now they are.
But yeah,
I didn't know they did bullfighting, man. Man, fucking bullfighting is so horrible, man. The things they do.
I was surprised when I heard about this. I'll just quickly finish it off before we get into it.
Yeah, go ahead.
So this was due to a special judicial exemption, which has allowed them to continue it in town.
That's so... God damn it. There's so many things in America like that. Oh, they've been around forever. Therefore, they were, you know, they're excluded because they've been around forever. Fuck that noise, man.
This is what pisses me off, right? When I was in Thailand and Vietnam and that, they say, you're going to go cockfighting? I'm like, fuck no. Why would I want to see two defenseless animals rip the shit out of each other?
Yeah.
And they're saying like, oh, it's the tradition though, isn't it? It's the tradition. That's always the saying. It's the tradition of it. It's the tradition. Fuck the tradition. There was traditions 200 years ago that we don't adhere to today. That argument's nonsense. Watching two innocent defenseless animals destroy each other is not good fun for me. But anyway, right, before I rant again.
Go ahead.
So, bulls are regularly taunted and stabbed to death in front of thousands of cheering spectators. Speaking about the blood sports French fans last year, animal welfare campaigner Carol Raphael Davis, which is weird because it's sort of French and English and all sorts going on there, they said they are vile. They are a crude bunch of French hillybillies, which is, pretty much how I feel about it. It's banned in some parts of Spain as well, which is quite surprising because you'd think it wouldn't be. But
I was about to say, isn't that their like national pastime or some shit?
Well, Spain's a weird country because you got like Barcelona, which is in Catania, mm-hmm. which is Catalonia, mm-hmm. and it's not really a part of Spain itself. It sort of governs itself. It's a bit like your country where certain parts of it govern itself. So there it's completely banned. But in Madrid and places like that, it's still going on, which is disgusting.
Mm.
To me, it's up there with fox hunting and things like that. It's just a cruel sport where I don't know why you can't call it a sport.
It's not a sport.
I don't know why people call it a sport.
It's an event. I don't understand the premise of
going along to such an event.
Sports have scores or points or something like that. They don't have...
And both parties are usually... You know,
willing to participate.
Willing.
Mm-hmm.
These animals that are being subjected to this haven't chose to be there.
Mm-mm. Nope.
They have not chose to be there. So when I hear about people being gored and things like that, I'm all for it. I'm all for the fucking bull.
I am too. I really am. I mean, the funny thing is, when I was a kid, I was like, oh man, I'll go to the running of the bulls one day. I'll do that. And then when I learned what they did to the bull, I didn't know. Like, they don't tell you they kill the bulls. They don't tell you they stab them with long spears. They don't tell you they blind them with shit in their eyes. They don't tell you that they shove newspaper in their noses and in their ears so they can't see and they can't breathe, right? Yeah, they do. They do. They put, they smear, God, what's that jelly stuff? Petroleum jelly in their eyes.
Yeah, it's not shit.
Well, you know what I mean. They don't tell you all that. They don't tell you the horrible things they do to the bulls so that it becomes more fair for man. The bulls wouldn't even attack them if they weren't being agitated and irritated and stabbed to death. They would just walk around. That's all they would do. It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. I'm glad we don't have bullfighting here. I really am glad. I mean, we have bull riding here. We don't have bullfighting here.
Oh, man, you have things equally as cruel.
Obviously.
Hunting licenses.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we have the fox hunting over here, which is, to me, archaic. It's archaic. Yeah. How in the 2015 and we're talking in government now about relieving the fox hunting ban.
Mm-hmm.
Are we backwards as a society now that we're fucking talking about
impose it, relinquishing that ban. Are we mad?
Well, you guys voted all the right wingers in there, so yeah, technically you did go backwards.
In there, they're all fucking rich toffees that like chasing poor defenseless foxes and ripping their fucking innards out.
No, this is my thing. Okay, so where do you draw the line? Okay, so I draw the line at like, I'm okay with hunting deer and culling populations. And if you live out in the middle of fucking nowhere and you're going to eat or use that entire thing.
If you're using it as meat, fair enough. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's fine. Like I've been to fucking Thailand and Vietnam where they eat dog.
Yeah.
You know, people think that's a disgusting thing. They eat them. You know, they're putting them to use. Apparently 90% of dogs in Korea are inbred. Like
yeah,
in a sandwich.
I mean, well, that would probably make sense because it would be it'd be like raising chickens. You know,
you didn't get it. You didn't get my joke.
No, I get it. It just wasn't.
They're in red. Like in a sandwich. Oh, for fuck's sake! Don't worry about it.
Wasn't that funny? And then everyone's also talking about Cecil Ant.
Ah, this fucking lion.
You're talking about
Cecil. Is this lion a royal?
I guess he is. I don't understand the big game thing. Explain it to me. Somebody explain it to me, please. Explain
it's horrific.
The big game. Why you want to kill big game animals? They call it big game.
Because again, they think it's some sort of sport. And I'm sorry to put this on Americans, but it does tend to be predominantly American people with a bit of cash.
Oh, a lot of cash.
A lot of cash.
50 grand.
That want to go out and big game hunt. And that's fine. I mean, again, if we're talking about if there's a cull going on or something like that, fair enough, you know. But to kill defenseless animals for sport for no apparent reason.
There's like 20,000,
and you can.
You know what? There's only like
it's
20
not valid reason.
There's only like 20,000 lions left in the world, or some shit like that. I think that's what I read, something like that. And then, like, this is the other thing. I keep seeing pictures of this chick. This huntress chick that goes on, that's online posting whatever stuff all the time. People are yelling at her or whatever. And she keeps posting pictures about how she kills like giraffes. How is that a big game kill? A giraffe is like a big cow.
Yeah, it's not going to run away, is it?
No, it's not going to run away. It's just walking. It literally eats leaves. That's you should not be impressed by yourself of something that's tall. You have a rifle that shoots almost a mile away. It's ginormous and it's moving at like a mile an hour. You should be ashamed of yourself wanting to kill something like that. You're pathetic. You're a pathetic human being. Why do you have to kill a giraffe?
Why has this only come to the forefront now?
Because
one lion. I mean, this has been going on for hundreds of years.
Well,
and we've said nothing. The media have said nothing. But all of a sudden, one fucking lion dies,
nothing.
We jump on a bandwagon.
The media has not ever said nothing. They've always said something about it.
They turn a blind eye to it. People are big game hunting in Africa every day of the year.
Yeah.
Every day of the year.
You're right.
And every year.
Well,
this has been going on
for
millennia.
Here's the thing that I heard, and normally we wouldn't be talking about this, but it fits. We normally don't talk about this stuff, but it fits in with the bullfighting thing. We love the fact that it's funny that a bullfighting president got gored by a bull and is nuts. That's hilarious to us. It's justice. But this is the thing that I heard. Okay, so I was watching the Young Turks on YouTube. It's a great news channel if you guys want to check it out. And they brought it up. They don't normally bring that stuff up too, but they brought it up in a good point where it's an easy thing to be upset about. Like if you take the race riots that's going on, in Baltimore or, the cops shooting black people here in America, that's a very hard thing to break down and understand why that's happening. People are mad about certain things. It's not easy just to say, you know, funny or anything. It's not a black and white issue. These are innocent creatures.
You said black and white.
You're an idiot. These are innocent creatures that are being killed, and we know that's wrong. Like, that's a wrong thing to do, okay? That's why it makes people so upset, because it's so easy to be on the right side of this. That's why I think everyone is getting into it, because it's so easy to say you're a douchebag, you killed a lion, let alone you led the lion out of its natural habitat with a carcass on the back of a fucking pickup truck, you piece of garbage, and then shot it with the bow and arrow and then tracked it for 50 miles as it bled to death, you piece of garbage human being.
Now, this is where I sort of contradict myself slightly, is that of all the rants I've just been going on...
He's so mad he hit his mic.
All the rants have been going on about how disgusting it is, but I don't like how prominent the media have attached to this story. It's headline news
everywhere
around the world.
Yeah.
Now, on the same week where Israeli settlers burnt alive a Palestinian child.
Yeah, oh my God, yes.
And it gets nothing in the news.
Barely anything.
And we're talking about a lion. Mm-hmm. Now...
No, that's my thing. That's why I said we got
to play priorities somewhere.
That's what I said. But these people that say that they're not thinking about that because that's not an easy issue to talk about. That takes brain power and research and find out why they did it. They did it probably because of their fucking religion is basically what it came down to. And don't oppress anybody's religion because that's also fuck you and your fucking religion. But that's what it is, and it's an easy thing to be. Oh, I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna tweet about it. Like you did anything. You didn't do anything. You're not over there trying to protect them.
The West loves Israel. And we can't say anything bad about the Israelis, can we?
I'm down, man. Say something bad about the Israelis. I don't fucking like the Israelis. I don't like any of them. They're fucking retarded. They're all retarded. Why? There's no reason why you should burn a child. There's no reason why you should shoot a lion. To me, they're all the same. They should be reported and demonized the same. It's the same shit. Now, do I say human lives over animal lives? Absolutely. If that lion's getting ready to chomp you on you and into bits, fucking protect yourself. Beat that lion down, shoot it, kill it if you have to. But if you're physically going out there to kill something, or if you're physically letting a bull out of its cage to track it down, kill it, spear it, beat it up, dude, that's just cruel. It's fucking inhumane crap. It's
kicking
horrible.
It, kicking calling it names. Say, oh, hey, you ain't no fucking lion. You're a tiger, you cunt.
Twit. All right.
You're a lion.
Anything else to say about that? I know you got more rants coming on. Anything else to say about that?
We've got a lot more rants to come. So I'll abstain for the time being. I'll abstain.
All right. We're abstaining. Here we go. Moving on.
I love you, Wade Wilson. We can fight this.
You're right. The cancer's only my liver, lungs, prostate, and brain. All things I can live without.
What if I told you we can make you better? You're a fighter. We can give you abilities most men only dream of. Make you a superhero.
You just promise you'll do right by me, so I can do right by someone else.
And please don't make the super suit green or animated.
One thing that never survives this place is a sense of humor.
We'll see about that, Posh Spice.
Oh, come on. You gonna leave me all alone here with less angry Rosie O'Donnell?
I wanna shoot, baby.
Packed in your stack, especially in the back. Brother, wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. You're a shark to spray. What the fuck that say? I wanna know, how does it happen? Straight up, wait up, hold up. Mr. the buck, like Prince Nick. You're a sexy mother.
Wait! You may be wondering why the red suit. Well, that's so bad guys can't see me bleed. This guy's got the right idea. He wore the brown pants.
Daddy needs to express some rage.
Motherfucker! Damn right, can I do it again? I am like some gossip with the enemy. No matter how many cats I break bread with, I break these enemies.
It reeks like old lady pants in here.
Sounds like you have a dick in your mouth.
Oh, motherfucker, you are hard to look at.
Like a testicle with teeth.
You look like Freddy Krueger face-fucked a topographical map of Utah.
Exactly.
I'm touching myself tonight.
X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya.
You are haunting. You look like an avocado had sex with an older avocado.
Thank you.
All right, guys, so that was Deadpool, the new Red Band trailer for Deadpool. So, Ant, you being the not-so fan of Ryan, I'll say fan of Ryan Reynolds, what'd you think about the trailer?
Trailer looks amazing.
Doesn't it not?
It looks everything as I want it to be.
It looks amazing.
Everything I wanted Deadpool to be is in here. He's a sarcastic arsehole, a horrible human being who happens to be a superhero. That's in a nutshell from what I got from that trailer. I'm hoping that they haven't released all the best bits.
No, man. That is a
I think they've released all the best funny bits.
I don't think so. I don't think, not even close. Do you know how many fourth wall jokes he has to do?
I did love the Green Lantern joke.
Oh yeah, I know. He did a Green Lantern joke, and he did he does a Deadpool joke about zipping up, sewing shut his mouth, and doing shit like that. It's so funny. From what I can tell, they only show about 5 scenes in the whole movie. The fight scene had already, so the car on the freeway fight scene, that was what got this movie made. So they went ahead and just showed you almost that entire scene, including the Colossus, and I don't know who the girl is with Colossus. So, and then I don't know who the guy is. I don't know who the old lady is. I know the wife is Wade's wife, and then or girlfriend or fiance, whatever you want to call her.
What was that joke he said on the Green Lantern? He said,
"Yeah, don't make me green or I'm an animated."
Yes, he said, "Don't make me green or animated." And then they're like, at some point, I've seen some trailer or something that said something about, like, as long as you don't sew my mouth shut, I'll be happy. Because in Wolverine,
my issues,
they shut his mouth shut.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, I understand some people's hate of Ryan Reynolds. I thought he actually played a pretty decent Green Lantern, to be honest with you. It was the whole storyline of Green Lantern was fucked up. I don't blame him at all for Green Lantern.
I don't blame him for Green Lantern. I blame him for RIPD.
Yeah.
I blame him for, I'm trying to think of fucking other movies he's been in. I mean, Wolverine, he was Deadpool in Wolverine.
Yeah, but that wasn't his fault either.
What else was he in? Blade, when he was in Blade.
Yeah, but he was good in Blade. He was like Deadpool.
He was okay in Blade.
He was like Deadpool in Blade. That's exactly what he was.
That was always He's been
auditioning for this role his entire life.
Yeah, I sort of agree. It's hard not to agree with it.
You said you wanted Tom Hardy in this role.
No, the cock asked me, William Stark, he asked me, mm-hmm. who, and you don't like Ryan Reynolds, but who would you rather see in this role?
Yeah.
And to be quite honest, Ryan Reynolds is perfect for this role because he's an arsehole.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know,
in real life, he's an asshole.
Is famous arsehole.
Yeah.
You know, that's what he is.
That's what he is.
You know, he's the sort of bloke who steals Iron Man's fucking jet.
Yeah.
He talks about himself being Spider-Man to get things his own way.
He talks to the audience all the time, or the reader all the time.
A sarcastic bastard. And Ryan Reynolds is that. But I was trying to think who could possibly else do it, and I'm thinking Russell Crowe, maybe a bit old.
Too meaty. Yeah, too old, too big. He's too thick.
Yeah, but he could slim down. You know what he's actors do.
Can't slim down that much. Not enough to get in that suit.
I think he's a natural asshole. Yeah. He could do that role.
Yeah, but okay, so he's
Christian
an asshole.
Bale could do that.
Yeah, but no one's ever going to cast Christian Bale other than Batman in anything other than Batman.
Why not? It's completely different. Mm-mm. It's Marvel.
I don't see it. I don't see him ever getting another role other than he'll be forever known as.
If he's Deadpool in Marvel, which to be quite honest is my favorite Marvel character, and then he's Batman in DC, which is my favorite comic character.
He'll be forever known as Batman forever.
It would be a lovely twist.
I mean, I know everybody forgot about Ben Affleck as Daredevil. I didn't, because I like that movie.
Nicolas Cage is an arsehole.
Yeah, no way. Nicolas Cage is way too old to play this.
And then I said Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy's too short, and he's too likable. He's too likable.
He's too big as well, though.
He's beef, too. Well, I mean, Tom Hardy would lose the weight for it.
That's what because, I mean. Tom Hardy's one of those guys.
Yeah, because he's that. Yeah, I don't know if Tom Hardy would ever take a comic book role. He might be too serious of an actor.
Are you fucking with me?
No, I'm not. I'm being dead serious. He might be too serious of an actor to take a comic book role.
He was Bane, you cunt.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was Bane. I forgot.
Wow.
I forgot he was. I forgot he was Bane. I've totally forgot. That's not one of my favorite movies. I do like. It's not.
It's the devil, Vamps. A cunt.
I know. I really do like Bane in that movie. It's probably one of my favorite Banes of all time. But
yes, he obviously made a fucking big lasting impact on you,
he
devil.
Obviously did. It's for me. It's Heath Ledger. You can't. Oh, that Heath Ledger Joker, man, gets me every time. I just can't. I don't. Whenever I think about Batman, I think about Heath Ledger and being that Joker. I don't know what else to do. I liked the whole Bane thing, but it just wasn't as nearly interesting as that second movie. The second movie was just amazing. It was
everyone wanks over fucking Heath Ledger way too much, but who's Aaron Eckhart is just as good in that movie as
I disagree.
Two-Face.
I disagree.
Harvey Dent.
I like Aaron Eckhart. I think he's a really good actor. I think
he plays that movie perfect.
I don't think so. I'm not blaming him on it. I think the Two-Face was too emotional.
Well, no, I like the way he played it in that movie.
Okay.
Better than fucking Tommy Lee Jones, anyway.
Oh God, yeah, way better than Tommy Lee Jones.
Just way over the top.
Yeah, most definitely.
That was over top Batman days. Yeah. But yeah, I am 100% looking forward to Deadpool. Not as much as Suicide Squad, but it's 2016 is going to be a fucking big year for us comic book fans. We've got the Deadpool, we've got the Suicide Squad. Later in the year, we're going to have the Batman. It's going to be big. It's going to be such a big
move. I don't think I'm going to go see Suicide Squad in the theater.
Then you can go fuck yourself up the arse.
I don't think I am. I'm really not looking forward to that movie.
Forward to the angle they're going
to
do.
To me, it looks like Will Smith has ruined that movie. Harley doesn't look anything like Harley Quinn to me.
No, I think she does. I think she looks good.
So. I don't think so. She doesn't look anything like. And Joker is a fucking disaster to me.
I like the twist on it, but if you're playing it like old Batman, so it's Ben Affleck, so he's old Batman, why haven't you got an old Joker?
I don't know.
That's my big thing. And then on the trailer, it was like...
Well, the Joker in where they're getting that stuff, the Joker from that, you know, the Dark Knight Returns, that comic book was where they're getting the Batman from. That Joker is not an old Joker. He's a very...
No, but Joker and Batman are always around similar age, if not Joker's older.
Yeah, maybe.
So...
Well, that, like I said, the Joker in the comic book is not an old Joker. He's younger than Batman. In that comic book, in that Dark Knight Returns. It's like Joker never ages and Batman gets older. It's weird.
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying to a certain degree.
Remember that book? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've got it right in front of me. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Yeah, I mean, he's a that's,
I know what you're trying to say.
That's the Joker they were going for.
They're trying to take a modern take on it.
Yeah, they are.
But with an old Batman.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go that, you know, maybe you should have an older Joker as well. But I see what they're trying to do.
I think you're right. I think an older Joker would be good. I really do. I think it'd be really neat.
I'm being picky because I'm a big Batman fan. So I'm being picky. A normal moviegoer won't see that. They won't give a shit. So maybe I'm being a bit too picky on that. But why are we talking about Batman now and gone off Deadpool? But
it's comic books. Comic books in general.
But yeah, I'm really excited about all the comic book movies that we got coming out. Marvel and DC. The Batman versus Superman does look pretty diabolical to me.
It looks good.
And you think it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I think it looks amazing. I like the whole dynamic with Lex in there, the political aspect between having a Superman around. I wonder where Wonder Woman fits in there. Batman going against him because he saw him tear apart the Wayne financial building. I like the whole storyline so far, the plot that they're laying out in front of us. I like it. I like the whole thing. I do. I like Jeremy Irons as Alfred. I dig the old bat. I like
Jeremy
Affleck
Irons
as a
should
Batman.
Be evil. Alfred shouldn't be evil.
It is what Why it is. Do man. I like it. I don't
what
want.
Do you,
Jeremy
what do you
Irons
think when you think of Jeremy Irons?
Iron Eagle.
Come on, man. He's played two of the fucking biggest villains in movie history. Jeremy Irons.
I don't necessarily think of him as evil.
What?
I don't.
They Scar.
I know.
He plays the fucking villain from Die Hard with a vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think about when
I don't
think
necessarily Jack think of him as evil. I just don't. I
he's got that voice.
He does have a good voice, but
evil British voice.
But you, this is, I remember, this is Christopher Nolan's Batman. This is a dark. Sorry, Christopher Nolan's Superman. This is a dark. Everything has to be dark and brooding and serious.
But he's only a producer. He's only looking over it, isn't he?
Oh, I thought he was the writer too. I'm pretty sure he's the writer too.
No, I didn't think he was the writer.
Yeah, he was. Hey, let me look it up.
Yeah, you look it up, because I know his brother does a lot of writing. I don't know if his brother's got any input, but yeah, I didn't think he was the writer on it. I thought he was an executive producer. But
let's see, Dawn of Justice.
I think it's an exciting time if you're a comic book fan. I've got a feeling that maybe in a couple of years' time we're going to be oversaturated with the products. Just there's going to be too much going on. Look at Ant-Man.
Zack Snyder. I meant Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder. He's directing it as well.
Yeah, he's the director. Chris Tarino and David S. Goyer is who wrote it.
Oh, okay. But Nolan's an executive producer, yeah.
Yeah, Goyer also wrote The Dark Knight, Man of Steel, Batman Begins. He wrote all that stuff. He wrote everything.
Yeah, to me, they don't really stand up. But, hell, I'm not overly a massive Batman.
Chris Tarino also wrote Argo and Heights and Dawn of Justice.
Okay, so he loves Ben Affleck.
Yeah, he's a Ben Affleck guy. So I guess Ben brought him in on the thing, and Zack Snyder brought David Goyer in.
Yeah.
But I'm not Snyder's
a
always the one
fan. So
yeah, Snyder's always he's the one that picks what the overall tone's going to be. You can have all the writing in the world, but he's going to pick the visuals and everything. I mean, it's Snyder. Snyder likes dark, brooding shit. DC is a serious. They want to take themselves really seriously, and that's the one thing about DC I don't like. They just take themselves a little bit too seriously, if you ask me.
Look, I mean,
like, everything's so serious, and Marvel, like, there's jokes I laugh at a Marvel movie. I mean, it's great. I mean, I just went and saw Ant-Man. You're going to go see it this weekend. Yep. I went and saw Ant-Man, and it was funny and lighthearted and not, I mean, there were serious moments, but not everything was so serious and blah, blah, blah. I am Ant-Man. No, it's...
I mean, I'm not a massive fan of Snyder. The only thing I've liked of his has been Watchmen, really. So
you didn't like Superman?
I didn't like
Man of Steel.
It's watchable. It's watchable. I mean, I'd give it 6.5 out of 10. There's nothing to majorly dislike about it.
It's probably my second favorite Superman. My first is Superman with Christopher Reeve.
I'll pick any Christopher Reeve movie over
Zack
Snyder's interpretation.
Are you forgetting about Superman 4?
Yeah, maybe Superman 4. My favorite is actually the one with Rich Pryor. And
that's the worst one of them all. That was Superman 3. That was Superman 3.
Yeah, I like
that. And don't forget about Superman Returns.
Which was...
Brandon Routh.
Not bad.
What?
I didn't find it. I thought it was watchable.
you're smiling, which means...
any Superman film ever...
You're smiling right now.
The park.
You're smiling right now, which means you're laughing. Which means you're laughing.
I don't think any Superman movies ever knocked me out of the park other than Superman or Superman 2. Like, what was that one called?
Superman 2.
It's just Superman 2.
Yeah.
Those first two movies were fantastic.
Yeah, the Christopher Reeves... Superman 1.
And stuff like that going on.
Superman 1 is probably...
What's the one with Gene Hackman?
They're all with Gene Hackman because he's Lex.
Yeah, but he's in 1 and 2.
Yeah, he's 1, 2, 3, and 4. He's in all of them.
I love those. They stand the test of time. I don't think these ones.
The only thing I don't like about Superman 1 is the fact that he goes back and is that he reverses the Earth. It's the only thing I don't like about it. That's it. Everything else is great.
Reverses time.
Yes. He spins Earth backwards, therefore reverses time.
Do you know?
That's not how science works.
Science fact for you.
What?
Do you know if the only way to reverse time is to go faster than the speed
of light? Yeah, you got to go forward to go backwards.
Do you know how fast the speed of light is in miles per hour?
It's like.
Or miles, let's do miles per second.
Oh, I don't know. How many? What is it?
186,000
miles
per second. So you could effectively travel round the world, if you went round the equator, 7.5 times in 1 second.
So they're saying that, so essentially there's, well, first of all, he went the wrong way because he reversed the Earth. He reversed the Earth spinning. But, and then, see, this is how ridiculous the 80s was. This is how ridiculous the 80s was. He went backwards, which I guess they thought the Earth was flat back then or something. I don't know what they were thinking. Because if you make that world go backwards, everything's going to die. Because right now we're spinning really fast.
No, he went faster than the speed of light.
Yeah, but he went backwards, which means he...
But isn't he supposed to be faster than the speeding bullet?
Yeah, he's faster than a speeding bullet. Yeah, not light. Not light. No. Not light. Flash is faster than light.
That's a contentious issue.
No, Flash is. He's gone back in time. And forward in time.
I'm just saying, that's a contentious issue.
Well, what am I, spoiling things for people?
No, not at all. All
right, let's move on. All right, here we go. Hey, everybody. Would you like to join us in Room 101?
Yay!
Take all your hateful thoughts and gather them together and throw them in Room 101.
Room 101.
One.
Let's have some fun.
Fun.
Room 101.
One.
Don't put in my bum.
Bum.
Room 101.
One.
Gonna keep out your mum.
Mum.
Room 101.
One.
Let's have some fun.
Fun.
Gum and make a gum and then run and then
the shit we do on the fly in this on this show is just amazing. So Ant, you have a long rant, so I'm gonna get through mine quickly so you can get to yours not so quickly, I guess.
Oh man.
So can I ask what inspired you to write yours before I get into mine real quick?
Amy. Me and Amy were laying in bed at night times last night.
Oh yeah.
I had to get up for work in the morning, early in the morning.
I bet you were up.
And I started ranting at her.
Oh, did you? Well, how early is early?
About 11:30.
Oh, so it's not early. It's like midday.
No, like late night.
Oh, 11:30 at night. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, 11:30 at night. So okay. I was laying in bed and I went on a rant and she was tired. She weren't listening at all.
Okay.
And I thought, I can't go to bed with this rant in my head. See, I've rhymed there a little bit.
I see you did. I see that.
And I'm a natural. And I thought, I've got to write it down. So I wrote it down. And then before I knew it, it was like 1:30 in the morning. Got to be up at work at like 5:45. And over 1,000 words.
Just had to get it out.
Just had to get it out. Had to get it out,
you
mate.
You know, they make these things on the DSJMP.com called blogs.
Yeah, which I will put it on the blog. I've written it down and it will go on the blog, but I want to talk it out as well.
It's a brilliant thing.
Discuss it.
It's a brilliant thing. It's where you can get all your fears
and
shit out. Well,
fuck off and I'll do it on both.
Okay, all right, fine.
That's how greedy I am as a human.
That's fine. So my first one, I talked a little bit about it last week's show, bumper stickers. Why everyone in the world feels like they need to share their internal feelings and or beliefs and or the fact that they either hate people or love people or anything else on a bumper sticker. I don't know what it is about people, but it makes you look like an asshole. And
why is that a thing? Why is that a thing?
Is that not a thing in the UK? It is a thing, right? Bumper stickers.
Not one thing. Never.
What?
We don't get them.
You don't get bumper stickers?
No. Nope.
Or stickers on the cars?
No. Nope.
Never.
I'll tell you, the only stickers we get on the car, I can only think of two separate stickers that we get on the car. Oh, three. First would be that you're in the National Trust, which is middle class to upper class people that go round to museums and stuff. And if you're a member of the National Trust, you're allowed in like parks for free and stuff.
How many bumper stickers do you think are in the UK?
Not many.
I'm looking at about a million.
Let me go for the free first. You just shut me again.
Go ahead.
Fucking hell. At least let me do the free first.
Okay. Go ahead.
Second bumper sticker is child on board.
That's
classic.
That's a sticker?
Well, just one of the little
signs
things that you stick on the inside of the motor.
Yeah, I don't consider that one.
It's not a sticker, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
And the third one is like, I love X football club. You know,
yes.
I love Arsenal.
Yeah,
I love Chelsea.
Yeah,
yeah. And that's it. Nothing else. Nothing else.
I just typed in UK bumper stickers.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bumper stickers on UK cars.
No, it's not.
Yes, there is.
No, it's not.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, on Google.
Well, they're on UK cars too.
Bollocks.
Okay, you say so.
Bollocks.
It's not nearly.
Fuck you, mate.
Go ahead, type it in. It's not nearly as much as America. That definitely.
I've never seen them.
I believe you. I believe you.
It's cheap.
Anyway, like I was saying, I was driving home at 7:00 in the morning on Sunday, and I pass I'm behind this car, and I'm not even, I'm a little tired, so I'm not even really noticing what's going on. I'm just,
they're not even British cars, that's out. Fucking German.
I'm zoning out to it, and then all of a sudden I look up, and there's this car covered in rebel flags saying, take this rebel flag from my cold, dead hands, and segregation was right, and you know your history about your flag. And,
oh, Charlton Heston quote. It was, I love Charlton Heston quote.
Dude, oh, it was obnoxiously just...
I love a bit of Charlton Heston quote.
And I don't have bumper stickers on my car. Like, most people don't have bumper stickers on their car, but it's the assholes that want to share their views with everybody.
Yeah, keep it to yourself, mate.
Yeah, it's just like, people are just trying to get to work and come home, man. They don't want to have to look at the back of your car and see...
I love Jeebus.
All a bunch of shit. Yeah, the fucking fishies everywhere, and it's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. The fishies, they have like little... Christ fish on the back of their cars.
What's that about?
It's annoying. Just Google it. It's really annoying.
Why are they? Anyway, why are they fishing for love?
I don't know. The other thing I want to throw in
they
is
love cod.
They love cod.
They love cods.
The other thing I want to throw in is this whole fascination with celebrities without their makeup. Okay, celebrities, porn stars, whatever, whoever without their makeup, people without their makeup, they make such a big, oh, she's so brave. They're so brave showing their face without their makeup. Every girl in the world shows her face without makeup at some point or another. Who fucking cares? I don't even like makeup that much. Who cares? It's fine. The They'll be fine.
It's just a waste of time.
What are you talking about? No.
I understand. Look, I'm on both sides on this one. I'm on both sides because we live in a world, like a superficial world, where fucking we all think that looks are an amazing thing. You've got to be good looking and that.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're doing is they're stripping it down, saying, look, I don't need makeup to be beautiful and stuff like that. And I get that part of it. I get that part of it. But I get your part of it as well, saying like, yeah, look how fucking up your own arse you are by having to do it.
Exactly.
So I'm on both sides of things. I'm in the middle here.
Every girl I've ever dated looks so much better without makeup than they do with makeup.
So fucking ugly.
I said looks so much better, idiot.
Because ugly, it's just all.
First of all, I don't date ugly women. I date beautiful women. They have all been very beautiful, all of them.
That's not bullshit.
I'm not lying.
Still single, that's why.
Oh, definitely, I'm still single. Yeah, that goes without saying. But there's lots of other reasons for that. What'd you do, just delete it?
No, I've just watched the fucking telly and I've watched a fucking baby come out of a cunt. Fuck Amy. If you're listening to this, Amy, I'm going to fucking hurt you. Fucking put one born in a minute on. There's a fucking egg coming out of a cunt.
He's really... Why do you guys put that on your TV? I don't understand why you guys put that on your TV.
Fucking a glutton for punishment.
I don't understand why you guys put that on your TV.
I'm going to do this next month, so I might as well watch other fuckers do it.
No.
I don't want to watch that shit. Fuck off. Oh, that's gone.
That was live right there. That was live radio right there, guys. And the last thing is, I want to put in Room 101, is any Facebook post that reads, if you know what blank is, your childhood rocked. Okay.
Oh, if you know what, putting tape over a cassette.
I can't tell you how fucking.
Did you ever do that? Put sellotape over the holes on the cassette, and then you could record. You press play and record at the same time.
Yeah.
And then you could record. Yeah, but like we only know that.
Then your childhood rocked. Are you kidding me?
Childhood's rocked.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Because you know how to do that, or because you know what a Ninja Turtle is, or because you know what He-Man is, or because you know what jellies were, or because you know what slip and slide. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
Remember what like Hubba Bubba.
Fuck. You know that, Hubba Bubba is a normal, natural fucking bubble gum. What the fuck?
Yeah, but natural. If you knew that, then your life rocked back in the daylight.
Fucking retarded. Anybody who posts that shit is retarded. You are retarded. Because you know what happened in the 80s? A lot of kids got raped in the 80s. That's what happened in the 80s. A lot of kids got raped and butt fucked in the 80s. That's what happened. Enjoy that childhood, fuckers. Okay? Well, that's what happened in the 80s. Was never reported. That's where all that shit's coming from now. All these fucking priests and shit
Jimmy
are coming
Sabalo,
from now.
Jimmy Sabalo over here. And you have Bill Cosby.
Disgusting.
Together.
Exactly. Exactly.
They were black and white minstrels going out raping.
Hell yeah. Yes. Hell yes. Fucking disgusting. Not everybody that had to go through our childhood in the 80s fucking rocked, okay? Some people got their ass beat every day by their alcoholic father, you fuck hoes. fucking idiot. Stop posting shit about, oh, your childhood rocked. You don't know what the fuck people go through. Shut the fuck up and leave yourself alone, you and your stupid fucking memes. Every fucking day with your childhood rock bullshit. Shut the fuck up.
And he's just delving into his neurological disease that he's going through now. He obviously got raped by his uncle, and now he's talking about it live on air on a podcast in front of thousands of people.
What are you talking about? No, my childhood rocked. I know what K-Bears are.
Wait, not raping children. Why are you talking about raping children, man?
My back hurts.
Did Daddy touch you?
What you got?
Daddy's name.
You said Judy. You said you wanted some music behind this?
Yeah, I'll save you, Judy.
Said you wanted some music behind your rant.
I do want some music behind my rant. I would like an instrumental version of Alice's restaurant.
Let's see if I can find it.
Because I only heard that record this week for the first time after we recorded last week's show. And I've heard it 5 times now because it's annoying as fuck, but it's quite catchy.
It is a very good one. Let's see if I can find it.
Can I prepare before? Do it.
Can you what?
Prepare.
Yeah, you can prepare.
Do you want to stop then so I can have a little
wait? Oh, you actually want to stop. Okay, all right, hang on.
Yeah, come back in a minute and...
It's going to be like a second to them. What are you talking about? Why are you talking to them? It's
going
to
because we could play like the little waiting room music.
We don't have that. Hey, you want to do a commercial? We can do a commercial.
Let's do a commercial.
All right, we'll do a commercial. Hang on. Let me grab that. And this is great live on air right now. This is love how we just make everything up as we go.
Fall this week.
Yeah. Oh yeah. This is like
You do what you got to do. This is like I'll be back in 2 minutes. I'm going for a piss.
This is like an commemoration of Deadpool.
You do what you got to fucking do.
Here you go. Listen to this, guys.
Of Grey.
Page 137. I pull him deeper into my mouth so I can feel him at the back of my throat and into the front again. My tongue swells around the end. He's my very own Christian Grey flavoured popsicle. I suck harder and harder. My inner goddess is doing a merengue with some salsa moves. Can't really imagine the local newsagent selling a Christian Grey flavoured popsicle. I don't think you'd approve of children tasting that.
All right, guys, so we're back from commercial break. Hope you enjoyed that commercial, because I did. And here's Ant with his rant, Room 101 style.
Okay, so usually we put 3 things in Room 101, but this week I'm putting 10 things because I'm putting, well, one thing with 10 sort of like mini things. So here we go anyway.
All right.
So have you ever felt alone? Because I do. Do you ever feel like you're the one that hasn't gotten a joke that everyone else has and you're the one made to feel like a fucking madman? I do all the time. Do you ever feel like you're stuck in the middle of 2 people fighting and you're there trying to fucking keep them some sort of peace despite the fact that you don't know or even like either of the people you're standing in between? Hell, I do all the time. And that's how I feel about modern society. I hate modern society. Now, that doesn't mean I hate humanity. To me, they're 2 completely different things, which I'll discuss at a different point. But in the meantime, let me divulge you, if I may, for a moment or two, and prove a point as to why modern society is a terrifyingly nightmarish place. To help prove this, here are 10 things that I hate about modern society. So the first thing I hate about modern society is I hate emojis. That's fucking right, emojis. Not only do I not understand the fucking things, in fact, I feel like a 1940s codebreaker when I get a valid sentence from one. But I hate the fact that they are completely mundane and pointless. Apparently there is going to be a movie about emojis, and do you know how I feel about that? Gun picture, unhappy face picture, explosion picture. That brings me to my second hate. I hate the deterioration, I almost fucking made a pun there, of our own language and written word. That would have been ironic. I find language and words fundamental in my day-to-day function as a human being. But not today, no! No, it's not the silly little slang words that come and go. Hell, I had them in my time. But it's the nonsensical tech speak that doesn't even actually save any time in writing. Hence, its invention and existence is needless completely. Dropping the odd vowel and adding the odd consonant here and there is futile at best. And don't get me started on fucking adding numbers, mate. I hate vines. Fucking, oh God, I hate vines. Now, this one is quite difficult because some vines are truly wonderful and ones that sort of use editorial wizardry and creative genius. No, I'm talking about the pathetic ones, the look at me for 30 seconds, see how funny I am, see? Do you see? I'm funny. Look, I'm pulling a funny face to prove a point of how funny I am. You're still not amused? How about I do a silly little face to match it? I can tease people in public if I need to. Please love me. Oh, I'm so lonely. Why don't you fuck off and die? Preferably in Antarctica, where there's no phone signal, so you don't post a vine of you fucking dying. I just want to be assured on the fact that your deaths will be cold, bitter, and unseen by the world. And I think I just fucking described myself unwittingly there. Maybe that could be my dating column write-up if me and Amy ever go tits up. But that's another story altogether, and I'm straying away from the fact. I once saw one such vine that had nothing either creative or artistic to it. It was just 30 seconds of silence filled with a few Jim Carrey expressive faces. This still managed 2 million views and likes by our cretinous brothers and sisters, who howl this genius as the next Spike Milligan. Both he and Buster Keaton must truly be turning in their graves. I hate the constant non-communication that we have as a species these days. I see families sitting on their phones rather than interacting with each other. In fact, I have more interactions with insects than I do with human beings, which although that's not massively and necessarily a bad thing, it does lead to some boring conversation that mainly about leaves and how big the world is. Unfortunately, though, in a cruel and ironic twist, I once got ignored by a ladybird on an iPhone 5. She was too busy playing Candy Crush. I hate modern society's music. Pop music has always been pretty shitty because it's popular and the majority of you lot are idiots, hence making idiotic music popular. Now that's a failsafe, but since around 2005 I've noticed an increase in the shit to good ratio, as I call it. The main offenders, other than the obvious Bieber-esque bullshit, is EDM. In itself, it's a term so vague that even people that enjoy it don't even know what they're listening to. Electronic music has been around since the 1970s, and this coin of turn has the audacity to take all the great electronic music genres from Jean-Michel Jarre to DJ Shadow and Gary Numan to Noisier and take a dump on them from a massive height of Everest proportions. EDM is electronic music. Now, I get that and I concur with it. But to name the genre with such a generalisation, whilst under the umbrella producing music that could be made by any avid 13-year-old in his bedroom using some sticks, a children's tambourine and a loaf of bread, is a slur on the genres. See, I went a bit plural there. Genres that I hold pure, that I hold dear, and that have shaped my life and made me who I am today. You're a disgrace to the great names aforementioned, and you're nothing else other than lazy, money-grabbing, attention-seeking penises of the highest degree. And shame on all of you for buying into such garbage. I hate those fucking right-wing arseholes that talk about immigrants, despite the fact, with an ironic twist, that we're a nation built on immigrants throughout the history, from the Vikings to the French to the Romans. We want to send them all back to where they came from. From which, if we did that, we'd all end up in the same place, Africa. The big argument is that we all talk about giving nationals jobs. You know, we all say that they take jobs away from nationals. Well, if an untrained foreigner that can't speak hardly a word of English takes my job, then I'm a failure as a human being, and I'll put myself on the first plane to thick as shit land. Talking of shit, I hate the fact that we can't take a dump without on the way out of the toilet taking 100 selfies of ourselves and posting them on social media. Here's the thing, next time, take the pictures of said shit. And not only will it be more interesting, but at least I'll get something different each time rather than your generic, cunting duck face. I hate these new age fucking ultra lefties that don't immunise their children. Yes, I have had a wine. They don't immunise their children because of the toxins, and they smell their own farts because it's natural. They're the same sort of hippies that knit a sweater from their own flange and call it art. and talk and talk to me about how they are a professor of Lithuanian literature and how it's so important to the world. That may be the case, but if that is the case, then where's my doctorate in Brazilian fart porn or the fucking art of midget darts? Because they're just as worthy as your fucking nonsensical degree. And that no one cares about your bullshit degree other than the other Oxbridge fens that you fucking similar bullshit degrees. I hate movies these days. Not TV. TV is great at current. Ever since the days of the truly groundbreaking Sopranos, TV seems to throw these epic wonderments at me over and over again. And of course there's complete and utter drivel on there too. I was actually just about to fucking give a few examples of how so much bullshit there is on TV, but my brain just malfunctioned. But movies, on the other hand, in the last few years have been woeful. For every Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight, there seems to be at least 20 Adam Sandlers in Jack and Jill. And it's these modern society cum bandits that are to blame, not the studios themselves. A modern audience watches Fast and Furious 7 and hand claps like seals after a fish for this turd. And then what? There's going to be an 8, a 9, a 10. And then after that, after all the blood is drained from its rotten corpse, some other director will come along and do a rebranded remake, and hence the whole sorry saga starts again, with the seals clapping themselves into a spasticated frenzy. Now finally, my 10th hate of modern society are these idiots that perform heart-shaped hand gestures. Have humans only just learned how to perform this hand puppetry? Look, Mum, I can make a heart shape with my hand. That's nice, dear. How as a civilization have we survived without it? If only Hitler would have given us an occasional heart-shaped figure rather than a how, then the world may have looked and spoken a different way. Apparently Taylor Swift is to blame for this fucking line. And the line of sports people, musician and Z-list celebrities lining up to show us some love is quite puke-provoking. Heed this. Next time you perform one of these disgusting gestures to me, I shall repay you in kind with a hand gesture of my own, a wanker sign. Now, I hate modern society, but am I the only one? Why is it that I'm the only one shouting this from a rooftop and no one else seems to be listening? Are we all so brain dead that we just learn to ignore and cope with the downfall of our own species? I look to the left and see vaginal knitting. I look to the right and see mini Hitlers trying to fucking get me for one reason or another. And everywhere else, filling the void with drones too busy and beating their Game of War score to either entertain or divulge me in a notion. Please tell me I'm not alone. Please, someone tell me that I'm not stuck in the middle with me. Ants ran over.
If you're not drunk, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to get drunked up. Let's do it. Ha ha. LMFAO, you know it. Let's go. Yeah. All of the alcoholics, where you at? Let's go. Hey.
Hey. What the fuck is this?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. What? You haven't heard that yet?
Let's get that fucking shit off this fucking podcast.
Have shots. God, you're such a Debbie Downer, guys.
I'm not fucking Debbie Downer. Play some fucking decent music and I'll fucking be a Debbie Upper.
This is Debbie Downer. Scientists may have discovered the best hangover cure yet, Ant. While the temptation may be to destroy a huge fry-up to kill a hangover, this is cheaper, healthier, and won't make you need to use the bogs every 10 minutes.
This is the best hangover cure.
That's what I just said. Best hangover cure.
That's what I just asked you.
Yes, best hangover cure.
Fucker, don't listen to me.
You don't listen to me.
Do you like vodka?
Yeah, I like vodka.
Yeah, do you know what? They found out what the best thing to mix vodka with.
To not have a hangover?
No, just the best thing to mix it with.
What?
Underage girls.
Scientists in Australia have discovered the humble pear could be the key to killing your hangover before it even begins. CSIR, or CIRO, Australia's national science body, have found many medicinal attributes to the fruit. It can lower cholesterol as well as relieving constipation and inflammation. It can also help you get over those 14 Jaeger bombs you did last night. And what do you think about that? Pears?
Well, I remember, right? I come home drunk once and I crept up the stairs and I got into bed.
Is this with Amy or is this before Amy?
Yeah, it's with Amy.
Okay.
And I started to rub her cock, and that's when I thought, I don't live at number 47, I live at number 49.
Manny Noakes, researcher director, says, believe it or not, what's an Australian?
Is this one of Vamp's accents? Come on, let's do it. Vamp's accent.
believe it or not, mate. Or that their effects, the pears may have the amount blood alcohol after drink.
Your accents are an integral part of Cerebral Sat. They're
amazing. Believe it or not, mate, there are effects that pears may have amount blood alcohol after the alcoholic drink. He does stipulate one thing, however. Get the fruit into you before you start boozing. I should make the point very effective, as demonstrated. If you take a pear juice before alcohol consumption, once you have a hangover, there's no evidence that you will do any good for you. So they're saying eat a pear before you start drinking, guys, or eat six pears before you start drinking. Depends on how much you're drinking.
What pear? What's it in the pear?
That's what I just said. Didn't you just hear me?
No, because you was talking bullshit accent. I couldn't understand you.
There are effects that pears may have on the amount of blood alcohol after an alcoholic drink.
But what separates pears from other things? They said other fruits and veg.
They said just the something about the pear. I should make the point that the effect was demonstrated if you take the pear juice before alcohol consumption. Once you have a hangover, there's no evidence that will do any good.
Maybe so I should eat the pear after I shagged that fat bird.
Yeah. So you can
I'll shag this fat bird, right?
Yeah.
I was woke up fucking pissed. I was still blind. And
still blind.
Blind drunk.
Yeah, I get it. Go ahead.
I gave a number.
Her your number?
No, I said, yeah, if you want to see me again, call this number, right? And she went like,
men don't usually give me their numbers.
I said, it's not my fucking number, it's Weight Watchers, you gun.
All right, so this is the thing. You're about to have a bunch of boys over to your house drinking heavily for SummerSlam, right? August 23rd.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know why you sound like shit all of a sudden.
Do I sound like shit all of a sudden?
A little bit. Have you had a drink?
No, I haven't had a drink.
Your internet.
It's just fucking Skype, man. It's just Skype being Skype today. I don't know what's going on with Skype today. But anyway, so I want you to eat two pears before you start drinking and report back
to us. Two pairs of what?
Just two pears.
Two pairs of what?
Two fruit pears.
Fruit what?
I want you to blow two fruits before you start drinking.
What sort of fruit?
Male fruit.
What sort of male fruit?
What do you mean, what sort of male fruit? Male fruit.
What do you want me to eat a pear of?
I want you to eat two pears before you start drinking. Hey, knock it off. I want you to eat two pears freezer and report back to us and tell me how your hangover is compared to...
Two pears like of Wayne's. What?
Oh, my God. We're moving on. Let's go.
Right. Hang on.
What?
Right. I get it. I'm only joking.
Yeah.
Don't cry about it. Don't move on the segment.
Hey, I'm watching a Vine.
I can't think of anything worse after a night of fucking drinking than waking up next to someone and not being able to remember their name or how you met them or why they're dead.
Yeah. Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Well, the party was nice, the party was pumping.
Yippee-yo. It's the worst song ever.
One of them.
God, it was the worst. Should have played that Happy Puppy Dog song. So I should have played. What are you doing?
I don't know why I was playing the Transformers.
Playing the Transformers
theme? I don't know. YouTube just went crazy.
We're talking about puppies over here. Why are you playing?
I don't know. YouTube went crazy and started playing Transformers. I'm sorry.
Ant, did you know I got a new puppy? Did I tell you I got a new puppy?
What sort of puppy?
I got a puppy. It's a little dachshund.
A little
dachshund.
What's a dachshund?
Dachshund. A little wiener dog. A little wiener dog. Dachshund.
Little wiener dog.
Yeah. I got maternity
leave. Sausage dog.
Yeah, a little sausage dog. I got maternity leave for it. I'm on maternity leave right now.
And you're a cunt.
Woman sues his employer after being refused paid maternity leave for adopting a puppy. Statistics show that 80% of Canadian mothers take paid maternity leave after giving birth. Well, recently,
that'd be higher.
That'd
pretty much be close to 100%.
Concern effect is guaranteed. I thought it would be higher.
Yeah.
Well, recently a case has surfaced in Ontario, which will likely forever change the way Canadians perceive the concept of maternity leave.
Where's that then?
Ontario?
Yeah,
Ontario's West Coast.
Yeah, but what's in it?
People?
No, you know what I mean. What cities are in it?
Ontario is a city.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
It might be a province.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking it's a place too. Like where there's things in it.
Canada's geography is really weird to me. Because they have some...
It's next door to you. You should know about it.
Nah. Some are provinces. Some are actual cities. Some are French. Some are non-French.
The capital of Ontario is Toronto. Fuck's sake.
Oh, it is a province. Okay. But is it a city too?
No. Ontario is like the state.
So then why are they not giving me the city?
I don't know.
I don't know either. 31-year-old.
Write this shit.
31-year-old Barry.
Barry?
B-A-R-R-I-E.
Bloke?
A girl.
No.
Girl?
No.
Girl?
No.
Girl?
That's a bigger headline.
It's a girl.
There is no girl called Barry.
Woman sues employer after being refused paid maternity leave for adopting a puppy.
There is no woman in this world called Barry.
She's called Barry.
Bollocks.
I think it's kind of cute.
Why would you call any human, boy or girl, Barry?
Unless I'm mispronouncing it, it's Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, Barry.
I've never heard of that.
31-year-old Barry, Ontario resident. Oh, that's the city. Barry, Ontario resident. Okay, 31-year-old Barry, Ontario resident, Trish Lemure, is suing her employer after they refused to give her paid maternity leave after she adopted a six-week-old Bichon Frise puppy or Bichon Frise puppy.
At least we've got around that Barry's not a good name.
That is true. That's true. So that's the city. Evidently, she lives in Barrie, Ontario. Where I don't know why you would leave 31-year-old. Why would this is written very poorly.
I'm a 31-year-old.
So I'm a 32-year-old. What about it?
Oh, I thought you were going to shit on 31-year-olds.
No, why would I shit on 31-year-olds?
I don't know, mate.
Like 22, I would be like, this is ridiculous. But she's 31. She should know better.
She wants her 40 weeks just like any other mother.
I want my 40 weeks just like any other mother.
No, that was LA.
That was LA?
That was too LA for me. Canadian? I want more Toronto, please.
I don't even know. Oh.
Ute. Can you be?
I know. I was just about to say that.
I want my 40 weeks just like any other mother. That's my Canadian for you. You fuckwits.
I want my 40 weeks, eh? Just like any other mother.
And I've just got to say on a side note that quite a lot of my family live in Toronto.
Quite a lot of our listeners live in Canada.
If you're listening to this, family, which I know you are, a couple of you, fuck off.
Taking care of a puppy is a full-time job, eh? If I am not there every moment, eh? In the first year of its life, eh? I have failed as a parent, eh? Says
Why are they Mexican? Why are they Mexican all of a sudden?
Essay. When asked if she thought puppies and babies were different, Miss Lemure responded, "Absolutely not, eh? A puppy is a baby, eh? A dog baby, eh? I deserve the time to bond with my newborn too, eh?"
The ironic thing is that after you said that A, the next word was A.
Yeah, I know.
So, you're done double A.
Double A.
Fucking hands stinking shit up your ass.
I love some of the comments. Z's V says, if she gives birth to a puppy, I agree. She deserves the time.
If her hound is a bitch dog, then she has several. Oh, my God. Some of these comments.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. It's like looking at modern society again.
Yeah, it is, I know.
I'm feeling like...
So, Ant, are you taking... I'm taking maternity leave for my new puppy. I didn't really get a new puppy. I want a puppy very badly, but I work and go to school and
If you haven't got time...
I do not have time for a puppy.
Exactly, because you're a responsible person.
Yes.
You haven't got time for the puppy, so you won't own one. Yep. She hasn't got time for a puppy.
Obviously not. Well, it's not like, I mean, if she's got a full, if you have a full-time job, you can still have a puppy. I mean.
Why?
Why wouldn't
puppies
you
need puppies need training and shit. They need time. They need time and attention.
They do.
I would never, as a responsible pet owner, which I've been before. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had animals before. I've still got animals now, but I'm talking about dogs. I just hit my microphone a little bit with my hand.
I know you did.
And
you're killing me this week.
I'm sorry, mate. It's a bit close to me this week.
Okay, go ahead.
I've lost my train of thought. What was I trying to say?
You're saying responsible adult.
Am I?
Evidently not.
Definitely not.
Because you're so drunk right now. You don't know what you're saying.
No, if you...
It's like talking to somebody that's high right now. What was I saying?
No, if you're a responsible owner, as I think I am, that's why I've not got a puppy. Because I'd personally rather go to a home, like an animal shelter, and get a dog that's around about 2 years old. It wasn't like a dog that's puppy trained and stuff. Like, it's actually trained. Rather than if people that, I don't know what I'm trying to say, really. Because
all right, so there's 168 hours in a week, right?
Is there?
Yeah.
That don't add up.
There's 168 hours in a week.
Is there?
Yes.
No, okay. That can't be right.
Okay, you work a 40-hour job, right? That leaves you 100.
Hang on. That's not right, though. You said it's 160 hour week.
168 hour per week.
Yeah, but it's 24 hours in a day.
Yes.
So hang on. Let's do the maths online now. So 48 is 2.
Yeah.
48 is 2. So 150 take away 6. So 144 is 6 days.
Uh huh.
144
plus 24.
168.
That's what I just said.
Is it?
Yes.
All right, there you go.
Minus 40 is 28. Okay. So you have 28 hours out of the week to spend with your puppy. That's plenty of time to spend with the puppy.
No, 128.
That's what I said. 128 hours.
No, you just said 28.
All right. 128 hours to spend with your puppy.
I think I'm confusing you.
I think you are.
And I'm doing it a little bit on purpose.
Are you?
And I'm sorry, but I'm not.
128 hours per week to spend with your puppy.
Yeah, and dogs sleep anyway.
Dogs sleep a lot.
Dogs sleep a lot.
Especially puppies. Okay, you're telling me you can't come home. You have an 8-hour work day. You come home, you walk the puppy a mile. You come home, you make dinner. While you're making dinner, you can play with the puppy.
Fucking
play with the puppy.
A mile for a puppy is a long way.
Yeah, it's a long way. But a mile is like nothing. You can walk a mile in like 5 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
Who are you? Fucking Mo Farah.
Not 5 minutes. I apologize. We can walk a mile in like 10 minutes.
Walk a mile in 5 minutes?
Sorry.
Me.
I was off on that one. I can run a mile in 2 minutes. So, yeah, if you have a 40-hour work week, you can definitely spend enough time. You have plenty of time to spend with your puppy. Train.
I love the amount of research we put into this show.
I know, it's fantastic.
We're so prepared before we come
anyway, on. This bitch does not need maternity leave for a fucking puppy. Be like the rest of the world.
No, it's retarded. This is the thing we're getting at.
Yeah.
It's retarded. Yeah. What next? I've just bought a tortoise, a baby tortoise. I need fucking 2 weeks off.
I need 8 weeks because a baby tortoise grows slow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Bunch of cunts. I'll tell you, it's just people just. I'll tell you what it is. People trying to take the piss. That's all it is. Cunts trying to take the piss.
It's crazy.
Who is this cunt anyway? Trish LaMare. Is that her name?
That's what she said.
I'm Googling her.
Why are you Googling her?
Facebooking her.
You're going to become friends with her?
No, I'm going to fucking troll her.
Do not troll her.
I'm
going to
do it live on air. I'm trolling people live on air.
He's drunk. All right, Ant. What you got to say? What'd you learn this week, Ant?
There she is. Found her. What have I learned?
Yep. What'd you learn this week, buddy?
I've learned that Deadpool's actually going to be amazing.
It's going to be a really good movie.
I rant way too much.
You do talk a lot.
I do talk a lot. Yeah. I know that.
That's kind of our job on the show, though, buddy.
Well, yeah, it's sort of what we've got to do,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
But,
if we don't talk, then the show doesn't go out.
And yeah, that having good friends is a very important thing.
Hear, hear. Hell yeah. So, essentially, guys, we're doing some stuff. Please share us, like us, rate us on iTunes, like us on Facebook.
iTunes. Share us on Facebook. Major one.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, we need some more listeners. We need you guys to help us out, okay? You guys keep it afloat. You guys make sure we're heard by everybody. So share us everywhere. If you like the show, if you enjoy the show, share us with all your friends. Share us with your cousins, with your neighbors. Hey, you know, these idiots talk every single week and talk about all kinds of shit, and you'd like find it funny. Great. Awesome. Check it out.
Don't tell people that we won't like, though.
Yeah, don't tell people.
Don't tell people dressed up in all white that go listen to their show.
It's not good. Don't do that.
Don't tell people in your church about this.
Yeah. Oh, unless they don't believe and they're just going to church for personal reasons.
Well, you know, if they get dragged along, that's up to them. But, you know, the majority don't really want you listening to it.
Yeah. Well, hope you guys enjoy the show.
Atheists, don't tell atheists.
What?
Because they'll jump on fucking Devil Vamps bandwagon. and then I'll have to start doing atheist bullshit.
There's no bandwagon. There's no bandwagon. And you already banned me from doing atheist stuff, so shut the fuck up. You're an atheist anyway. What are you talking about? Oh, my God. You're so drunk right now.
I'm not an atheist.
You are an atheist.
I'm not. I'm a apatheist.
Go back. No, you're. You can never say that word. You're an apatheist.
Apatheist, that's the word.
You can never say that word. Why can't you ever say that word?
Oh, yeah. Say tomato, you cunt.
Tomato?
There you go. You can't say that fucking word.
I just said it. Tomato.
Oh.
You say tomato, and I say tomato.
That's a whole other fucking show.
You say tomato, I say.
On the Twitter, dsjmp.com. Go to the fucking Facebook, facebook.com or whatever it fucking is, /backslash/ the cerebral satire. Tweet us at dsjmp.com or something. You know, it don't matter. Just like us on iTunes, whatever. Fuck off. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Have a great week.
It's the ideal way to order the world. Fuck the laws, does it make any money? And if you don't like it, then leave. Or use your right to protest down the streets. Yeah, use your right, but don't imagine that it's hurt.
Stop.
You say either, I say either.
Here he goes.
You say neither, and I say neither. Neither, neither, either, either. Let's call the whole thing off. You say potato, I say potato. You say tomato, I say tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.
They're cunts. Potato.
Oh, if we call the whole thing.
Oh, here's the good one right here. This is the perfect one right here. You ready?
It's
tomato. I love this girl right here.
Tomato.
This woman is.
Things have come to a pretty pass.
Oh, she can sing.
Our romance is growing flat. For you like this and the other. While I go for this and that. Goodness knows what the end will be. Oh, I don't know where I'm at. It looks as if we two will never be one. Something must be done.
You know who this is?
You say either, I say either.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, it's Louis. But you know who the other one is?
Neither, either,
Ella?
Either,
yeah.
Neither, let's call the whole thing off. Yes, you like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.
Before you interrupt me, did you hear what I might call my boy's name?
No, what?
Jarvis.
Oh, I like it. Oh, yeah. I like it a lot. It's good. Bye, guys.